And Alan, from your conversations with people who make those kind of decisions in regard to what module is chosen for study, how reflective are they on the political reasons why they would choose or not choose what to teach?
Well, often it's political reasons that are offered. We couldn't teach that in our area. Oh, look, be it paramilitary influence, be it local political figures would intervene. So there is that type of constraint. And I'm not denying that it doesn't exist. But often I think that underneath that, there's something else. I mean, Tim's been in the classroom in difficult situations. I've been in difficult classrooms with difficult youngsters. And control, disciplinary control, is a huge constraint on teachers. This type of teaching demands discourse. It demands a certain degree of freedom. It demands certain strategies which get kids out of their seats, let's say. And in difficult areas with young people who don't necessarily see education as hugely valuable, it is much more difficult to teach in that type of fashion. So although political constraint is one aspect, I think there is another elephant in the room. And that's this type of teaching can or is perceived to weaken my control of the situation. And therefore, I'm not going to take those risks. And that is a very real constraint because you can't teach effectively if you're not in control of the classroom.
Yes, and I wanted to come back to something that Tim had said earlier about the purpose of history education at the school level, at least in Northern Ireland. It also has a civic agenda.